Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back. John Beck is the co-founder of 3D QB Training Program. 6 years in the NFL. Great college player at BYU. Former Jets offensive assistant. He has worked now with C.J. Stroud. He's worked with Drew Brees. He's worked with Dak Prescott, Jimmy Garoppolo, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. We thought we'd bring him on today. I was talking to Frank Reich. You know, it was off the record stuff about a week ago. And, you know, we were just going back. You're working with C.J. Stroud. So C.J. is obviously, I can watch him play. John, he's bigger. He's accurate. Against Georgia, I saw that he's also, he can move. What is your defining trait? If you were selling him and I'd never seen him play, John, what does he do with your experience that is high level beyond the average college quarterback who's even good?
I would say when you watch the way that CJ is able to deliver the ball downfield and to do it effortlessly with pinpoint accuracy, I think that's one of the biggest things to me, that when you try to say, what is it that makes him unique? What is it that separates him from some of the other top guys? And I would say that's kind of his thing. It's just how he's able to deliver the ball downfield, pinpoint, just drop it in a bucket. It's really impressive.
Now, he's not – what I like about him, it reminds me of Justin Herbert. I didn't know he could run until they played Wisconsin. I didn't think of CJ as a runner until they played Georgia. But he really – his natural innate game is sit, study, throw. Is he more athletic than we think? You tell me what you see.
Well, I'm not sure what you think, but I know he's athletic. I played a lot of basketball with the guy. And you know what? He's impressive on the basketball court. And I know that when everybody had the opportunity to watch the Georgia game, I had some people say, wow, I didn't know he had that in him. And the thing about CJ that I loved about, and this process in the pre-draft, I got to know even more about him, was how he knew he wanted to play in the college system at Ohio State to prepare himself to succeed in the NFL. He knew he wanted to work through his progressions. He knew he wanted to be great at seeing the defense. He wanted to be really good at all those things that really make a quarterback succeed from the pocket. And I think what that Georgia game did was it gave people an opportunity to see, what if he needs to take off because that's what his team needs? What if he needs to scramble for some yards because that's what his team needs? I don't know if up to that point, if those opportunities were there for him because he was having so much success from the pocket. But in that game, he showed, this is the athlete that I am.
Okay, Will Levis, a little bit of a gun show at the Combine, muscular kid, has, you know, smart family, mom went to Yale, won a lot of games in the SEC in his last year. He didn't have a lot to work with. He lost some really good offensive linemen to the NFL, and so I think he was under a lot more duress. What do you like about him? The arm stuff's obvious. What does he have to work on, John? What do you look and think, okay, at the NFL level, you were there for 6 years. Will, you got to get better at blank.
So I've had some opportunities to work with Will in his off seasons. I know he did his pre-draft with Jordan Palmer down here in Southern California. The thing that I like that Will has had is he's had two offensive coordinators that have been in NFL systems. So he's going to come in really well prepared for the type of offenses that he's been running in college to what it's going to be like in the pros. In terms of what he can work on, look, I've only had limited time with him, only some things here or there. Some guys that have been around him more than me would know more, but he has such a great skill set. There's so much just talent in that arm.
Yeah.
But I know that NFL pocket, there's going to be things where it's going to be the fluidity. You're going to have to be able to be as fluid as possible. And again, I'm not saying it coming from a place where I know him extremely well. I've had a handful of times to be with him. I think he's a tremendous player and he's deserving of, you know, the hype that's happening right now. So it's hard to say exactly, but I do know this. He's going to be prepared for the NFL offense. The NFL is about being fluid. It's about being smooth.
Yeah.
And in the times I've been around him, those are things that I've said, hey, if you spend more time with me, this is the areas that we're going to continue to work on, which I'm sure those are some of the things that they're doing down with Jordan as well.
So here's years ago, John, I was told this by a general manager in the NFL, a Super Bowl winning GM. He said, listen, the great ones make difficult look easy. The ones that have talent but never make it make easy look difficult. And when I watch Anthony Richardson, there are times there are easy throws in the flat. Those were a layup for you. Those were a layup for Joe Burrow. Those were a layup. And there are times I'm like, man, just stuff he's got to be able to do without thinking. It kind of looks hard. Now, physically, I don't even know how to explain him. He just doesn't look like other athletes. How much would you be concerned about, you know, 54% completion percentage, John? That's low at any level.
I would want to know from a first understanding wise, how much time has he been able to spend on that offense? How comfortable does he feel? Because a quarterback's accuracy is going to improve the more comfortable that he feels in an offense. The second thing is the chemistry that he has with his receivers. If he was constantly having to plug in new receivers, that's not going to help a quarterback maintain his efficiency in terms of accuracy because things are different. If we could just plug and play any receiver and say, oh, well, accurate passers can be accurate regardless of who the receiver is, then why would we do all the offseason training with our receivers? It's really important that those guys feel that chemistry with the guys around him. So to me, those are some of the questions I would have because I know he's still essentially young in his development as a collegiate player. I think he'd only played, was it 13 or 15 games?
Yeah.
So to me, like that's still a little bit on the young side of a college player. You see other quarterbacks that they come into the league having 30, 40, or, you know, 30 starts, 27 starts, something like that. So to me, it's how comfortable was he still, or was he still relying on just that innate ability and athleticism to get him through these games? So to me, that's where I could say, hey, does he have room for improvement? What is his ceiling like in terms of accuracy?
There are things, John, you can teach, and you know this. Some of that stuff Mahomes does, it's just innate. It's just you can't teach everything, right? Timing. So when I watch Bryce Young, I was telling somebody this, that he just can sense urgency, great awareness. I'm not sure. I mean, I've watched guys in the league that didn't work. They never felt the pocket. When I watch Bryce, I'm like, he's just so comfortable. It's like a basketball player. He pivots real quick. That's what I see. You to me, what is his it? What do you see?
So, I mean, you kind of answered a question that I was asked by an NFL GM, obviously one of the top teams that's, you know, considering taking him. They just said, if you could give me something right now, what would it be? Like, what's that separating factor? I just said, look, he has a sixth sense.
Yes.
The best way I can say it is it's that like sixth sense, and you see it show up on a basketball court when you play basketball with him. And I'm sure if you talk to his parents, it's in whatever sporting activity he did growing up. He just has a great feel about him. And it could be because he was always the undersized kid with what felt like this space moving around him, these bodies moving around him. And for him to survive and excel, he had to pick that up. And so his is maybe honed in a little bit more. And I, you know, this just popped in my head. Like, you sometimes wonder, why do we have these amazing musicians that have like a hearing deficiency, or they're blind, or, you know, something's going on, but this other sense was heightened, you know? And I don't know, for whatever reason it was, Bryce does have this innate sixth sense that just allows him to make these amazing plays, this great feel where you go, how did he feel that guy and maintain eyes downfield and have the ability to see the safety and layer that ball so perfectly? To me, it's like you said, like, I can't go out on this field right here in Huntington Beach and I can't give him a situation that's going to replicate that. I can't. But when a play breaks down in a game, he's got something to them that allows him to make those plays.
Yeah, it is hard to, and he had it in high school. I watched his high school tape in Southern California. Just, he made it look, some guys make stuff look easy, and he really does. So Hendon Hooker, like a lot of people, I didn't follow his career, and I see this big guy against Bama, just big arm, big guy, totally poised, and I'm like, now against Georgia, it wasn't as good, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I might take a flyer on that. He'd had an injury, an ACL injury. Is he fluid enough? Like, why, for his size and arm, isn't he higher? What worries you? What do you see you like on Hendon Hooker?
You know, because I didn't have him in the pre-draft, I didn't dive as in-depth as I do with the guys that we have during the pre-draft. But I did follow him because I'm sure, like everybody else across the country, you went, wow, Tennessee, look what they're doing. I mean, it was undeniable the way they were playing football, how efficient he was playing. I loved some of his downfield throws.
Yeah.
The arm talent, the athleticism, the way that he was also commanding the offense. Like, I looked at his touchdown interception ratio. That's big to me because that shows how well a guy truly understands what his team's doing. The other thing was, is the ability to capitalize on big plays. Like, they were all about that this year.
Yeah.
And with great accuracy downfield. So he was definitely a prospect that really intrigued me during the season and caught my eye. You know, and I wonder, I do know this, some teams are still very high on him. I've heard some people say at times his tape is in that zone of how is it going to translate to the NFL game? I'm trying to evaluate this. I don't know if I can evaluate the scheme and the system, but I can evaluate the talent and I can evaluate the throws. And I've heard from a lot of people there is an excitement for what they think he can be coming off of this injury. So to me, the excitement is still there for a lot of teams and what he showed in college and what they think he could be in the NFL game.
By the way, the Brock Purdy thing at Iowa State, I don't know if you've broken him down. Were you shocked by it? He was a multiple-year starter. Did you see things and go, in college, that's going to work at some level?
I remember a couple years ago, you know, every year Mel Kiper puts out his like top five list, right? And everybody is aware of who Mel Kiper puts on that list. And I want to say 2 years ago, Brock popped up on that list. Now, he's an Arizona kid. I grew up in Arizona. You kind of know what kids are coming out of your home state. And I knew he was talented there, had success there, goes to Iowa State, pops up, I want to say, like after his sophomore year, going into his junior year, I think it was on Mel Kiper's list. And so there was talent there. People knew there was talent there. For whatever reason, something I will say, quarterbacks, like sometimes the rise and fall, oh, a great sophomore year, and then the junior year is not as good.
Right.
Like, you can't always put that on the quarterback. Like, sometimes that's on the pieces around him. Sometimes it's just things are moving, right? There's injuries. There's like it's your defense. Like, are you constantly having to play from behind, or are you getting to play from a lead? So, you know, with the talent that he did show, with the opportunity that he had in San Francisco, with the type of roster around him, with having a play car like Kyle Shanahan, look, things work, things aligned. And I watched the guy playing games. The guy was balling. The guy did some good things. You know, they didn't have to always put him in the toughest of positions because they were able to play in good situations and he knew what was around him. But the thing I loved was the guy seemed unflappable. When he went in there and he had to play in big-time games as a rookie, he delivered some big-time throws. He was very poised. And when he needed to take off and run with the football, he did it. I loved the athleticism that he flashed as well. So it was super cool to see somebody have an opportunity. He took full advantage of it. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out for him and the Niners going forward.
Yeah, the other thing that's interesting, John, is Iowa State's got a coach, Campbell. They really like Matt Campbell. And the minute Brock Purdy left, That was not the same program. It's like, you can tell, and then Campbell knows what he's doing. I mean, they've done a good job there. I mean, it dried up pretty quick. So this kid obviously had an ability. He left something in his wake. They now feel a little bit like Iowa State was most of my life, which was, you know, getting overwhelmed. So John Beck, co-founder, 3D quarterback training program, 6 years in the league, really good insight on this stuff. We'd love to have you on again before the draft, John, and thank you so much.
All right, sounds great. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, John Beck. By the way, The Herd continues on FS2. Ireland, France, soccer from Dublin next on FS1. And there you go. You know, it's interesting, and I didn't know he was going to say this. When you watch Bryce Young, it's hard to explain. It's just, he just has it. It's like Burrow. He's not the biggest. He's not the strongest. He doesn't have a great arm. And then you watch him on a 3rd and 9 or a 4th and 4, and he's more accurate. Like, obviously, certain players, you know, you watch certain guys, and you're like, yeah, Josh Allen, yeah. Or, but like Joe Burrow, you're like, he's not bigger than this guy or doesn't have an arm of this guy. What is it with Joe Burrow? It's it. Bryce Young is the it guy in this draft. And I can't explain it, but that dude sees the field. If somebody's open, and a lot of guys, I still worry about Justin Fields of Chicago. Like, sometimes I feel like he sees what he's looking at. Like, he doesn't see the field. He sees where the play is designed. And a lot of guys grow into that. Bryce in high school, college, left sideline, right, middle, deep, short, just some guys have it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herd Line News.
The Burrow comp is interesting, because remember, Burrow was in a tough quarterback room at Ohio State, had to transfer. He was kind of, I don't want to call him a late bloomer, because he was always a good football player. But like, Bryce Young was ticketed for greatness from the jump. Everybody knew he was going to be awesome. Burrow kind of became awesome, right? At that first, the second year at LSU. Remember when he blew up and they were dominant? All right, let's get started with another quarterback, the New York Giants. Daniel Jones got a 4-year, $160 million deal after a great... After a good year with Brian Daboll. Now, come on, he wasn't great.
No, good.
Good, right.
Good is being kind. He had 15 total touchdowns.
Average? Slightly above average?
I would say he had an average year.
So a C-plus year.
That's fair.
Okay. He had a C-plus year.
With mobility, a C-plus year. He is mobile. Deserves credit for that.
His head coach only expects growth from here. It's his second year in the system. I don't think he's had continuity since he's been there. We all can do a better job. I think that he really adapted to the things that we were asking him to do. We tried to implement a lot of things that he likes to do. That's just another step going into the offseason of adding more pieces, more players around him, and there's also growing into the quarterback we think he can be. So can he elevate from a C-plus to a B-plus, or is that too much to ask?
No, they say you can't jump a grade. The feeling is with athletics, you can't go from a C. You can go from a C-plus to a B or a B-minus, but even a great coach is a, you know, I mean, Andy Reid could only take Kevin Cobb so far, or Alex Smith, who's good. He could never make him great. So the feeling is, it's like in the NBA, if you get a guy who's a kind of a B-plus player with good coaching, Chris Middleton's like a B to a B-plus guy, and the feeling is for a few years they got him to an A-minus player. He's never going to be an A-plus player.
Well, remember, Steph Curry, there were a lot of doubts about him coming out of Davidson. He fell a little bit behind Johnny
but
Flynn.
But very early, Jerry West said, this is an A.
Okay, but
they moved off Monte Ellis, who was really talented and really popular. So Jerry West saw the A in him. Whereas a lot of the, you know, and by the way, Steph may have also been, and this is true, a late bloomer. There's not a lot of guys that come into the NBA as a C, like as a prospect, and become an A.
That's probably
I remember people said Gary Payton for years and years started slow, and I'm like, he was the college basketball player of the year.
Nikola Jokic. He was a second-round pick. Out of Europe.
Yeah. I mean,
he's an A. Giannis was a lottery pick, late lottery. But
yeah, people thought Giannis was going to be spectacular talent.
They thought multiple MVPs for Giannis in his future when he was drafted? Even Curry.
I mean, if you go back and look at Embiid when he was skinny, when you go back and look at Giannis, like, that body type doesn't exist on planet Earth. Like, Jokic is a really good one where it's like he was kind of seen as a B guy, and he has become an A guy. That's a good one.
What's tougher to project, like NBA or NFL? Because like a Kawhi Leonard out of San Diego State fell, traded, like he went healthy. He's an A. Is he not an A-plus?
Where did Kawhi get drafted, by the way?
I think he was like lottery, somewhere in like the 9 to 13.
Okay, so
range.
There you go. So by the time he was drafted, he was near the lottery, and that's an A prospect. I imagine he was viewed. By the way, some guys are late. Like, people go, oh, Steph Curry. Well, where was he was drafted 15th for Kawhi.
15th, okay.
In the world, he was one of the top 15 picks. So that's at least an A-minus prospect generally in most drafts. So Steph Curry was drafted, 11th or something
See, my only pushback is like, wait a sec, 11 players passed on an A-minus, or 14 teams passed on an A-minus, and Kawhi, 14?
Okay, but Kawhi's a little unorthodox, smaller school, little different personality. That could have played. Wasn't a great shooter. He was, you know, I mean, again, it's hard, I think, in the NBA because you're drafting 19, 20-year-old. In the NFL, I got 4 years of tape.
One more. Patrick Mahomes, who was not great.
Okay.
I mean, he put up numbers.
Okay.
This is an interesting one.
Okay. So Brett Veach, one of the best GMs in the league, traded up to get him at like 10. So that's an A prospect. Brett Veach tells a story. Andy Reid tells a story that Brett Veach says, this is the best player in the draft. So Brett Veach is like, this is an A-plus prospect. If you move up to get 10, that just means a bunch of other NFL GMs, suckas, and you're the star. A lot of guys miss on stuff.
I think if you could show me a clip where anybody on planet Earth said before the draft, Patrick Mahomes is an A prospect.
No, Brett Veach did to Andy Reid. He's not going to advertise it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next up, the 49ers will have a quarterback competition this offseason with Brock Purdy and Trey Lance coming off injuries. But according to 49ers GM John Lynch, I think he said this today or last night, Purdy has the inside track at winning the job.
Yes.
After leading to the NFC Championship game. I think Brock has earned the right with the way he played that he's probably the leader in the clubhouse. If we were to line up, he'd probably take that first snap. We're still very excited about Trey, but I think the way Brock played, he has earned that right to be the guy. It's certainly a competition. We'll always have that. Oh my gosh. Trey Lance has to be devastated. Dude, he's got to be crushed. He just said the seventh round pick, who was the last guy taken in the draft, has the inside track on being the starter next year. And Trey Lance is going into, I believe, year three.
Well, listen, it's a half of these quarterbacks in the first round don't make it.
Is this a message being sent to Lance?
Maybe.
He's going to see it. His people are going to see it. Dude, are you working? Are you grinding? Oh, you're going to get passed by this Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, that's interesting. Interesting take. A little message to...
I mean, maybe John Lynch and Shanahan are unhappy with Lance's progression. Now, you've got all the inside people in San Fran.
No.
You were the one who talked about his throwing motion before anyone else.
It's I've been told. Like, I've been told by somebody in the building. Like, they were concerned with accuracy. It's a problem. It's not a rumor. It is an issue. They had arm fatigue. He has such a weird motion, it was creating arm fatigue. It shouldn't be that hard to throw. So they're concerned about it. And by the way, some problems are correctable, some aren't.
So sometimes the last ditch effort when you can't get through to somebody is to do it through the media. And maybe that's what they're doing here. Final story, Kevin Durant has been out of the Suns lineup since that sprained ankle in warmups. According to Shams Charania, KD is progressing and could return Wednesday against the T-Wolves. If he does, Durant will have Phoenix's final seven games to tune up for the playoffs. Phoenix half game up on the paperclips for the fourth seed in the West. KD back Wednesday. Is this appointment viewing if he returns?
No, it's not appointment viewing. The playoffs are appointment viewing. They're getting to the conference finals if he stays healthy. Not saying they're winning it. They're getting there. All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News.
Safety, groundbreaking, seamless technology, all run in the family. Eight new SUV models. Check them out. Local dealer, test drive all of them. Go to MBUSA.com. The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Jeff Goodman's been covering college basketball analyst for Stadium, Fox, ESPN, CBS. NBA, college, high school, last couple of decades. Go to at Goodman Hoops. Jeff is joining us today. So, Jeff, I was saying earlier today, UConn's got a big recruiting class next year. So does Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State. The Blue Bloods next year feel like they'll be pretty stocked with high-end talent.
Yeah.
It feels like this year, the teams were, UCLA had a couple injuries. There's no great team. There's a bunch of good ones. Is that fair?
Yeah, and honestly, Colin, it's changed because of a couple factors all hitting at the same time, right? You have the transfer portal where kids no longer have to sit out and wait a year.
Right.
You have NIL. You also have Inflategate right now.
Right.
All right? You have Inflategate. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No.
The ball has been blown up.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
All right. So not Deflategate, but Inflategate.
All right.
Has also kind of closed the gap a little bit with some of these schools. But the other thing is you got Overtime Elite, you got G League Ignite, and you've got a lot of players right now with the extra COVID year. You've got 24, 25-year-olds playing college basketball against 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
So it pays to be older, right? It's just kind of these next couple of years might be much of the same. Because, again, you've got the COVID year for two more years. And the other thing is the freshman class this year and next year, not very good.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The COVID year, that makes a lot of sense. You had guys getting an extra year, older non-NBA guys against kids. I mean, Texas, a really old team. So, you know, UConn, I spent a decade in Connecticut. Calhoun, to me, is kind of the Bill Snyder of college basketball where, you know, Storrs is kind of a, you know, middle-of-nowhere town, and he built up something that went toe-to-toe and beat Duke regularly, and then he leaves, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure if this thing's ever going to bounce back. They hire Danny Hurley, who's got a big name in basketball circles. Are you surprised how fast, how well this thing has worked?
Not really. I've known Hurley since he was at St. Benedict's. So I've known him for 25 years. And the Hurleys are different. They're a little bit crazy, but they work their you-know-whats off. And they recruit, and they're out of their minds. Andrea Hurley, Danny's wife, once told me, her line was, when Danny loses, he's miserable. When he wins, he's miserable. That's how they are. Sure. That's how they are. They're just wired differently. He took over a program that really was in shambles for the most part. Kevin Ollie, really with the help of Shabazz Napier, they won a national title, shockingly, in 2014. And then they're in the American when Danny takes over. And he's miserable in the American because they're playing like Tulsa, East Carolina. They can't recruit a high level because they're not playing good enough schools. Then they go in the Big East and things change. Now they're able to get dudes like Jordan Hawkins, like Adoma Sanogo, like the class coming in next year. And again, Hurley's relentless.
You know, we talked about this last week. I felt college basketball was in a little trouble. And then the NIL, well, God, if a good school can pay a kid $300,000 and the G League pays him $400,000, go to college, use it as a marketing platform. You get a legendary coach. Maybe I'm over being hyperbolic here, but it does feel like college football would have survived regardless, but the NIL, it feels like it's a big boon for college hoops, Jeff. Is it?
Well, it has for the bigs returning, right? Those bigs, Armando Bacot, Hunter Dickinson, Oscar Tshiebwe, they weren't making $300,000, Colin. They were making more than that to come back to school. All right, so that's a good thing. They're dominant in the regular season, as is Zach Edey for Purdue, who's not able to make as much money because – again, like she would, they find ways around it, but international students, it's a little bit more difficult to be able to make NIL. But here's the thing. Where are those guys now in the NCAA tournament? You win with them in the regular season. You don't generally win with bigs in the NCAA tournament. You win with guards.
Yeah.
That's why all those teams are here for the most part. UConn has Sanogo, and they got a big boy behind him and freshman Donovan Clingan, but they've also got, you know, a lottery pick to me in Jordan Hawkins.
So I want to ask you about Kyrie because you also cover the NBA, Bob Ryan, and you have Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman NBA podcast.
Do we have to? Hey, do we have to do Kyrie?
I said about Kyrie, though, he's got two careers. With LeBron, excellent. Outside of it, a chemistry killer. Did you see it coming 8 years ago? Did you see it coming?
Yeah, I did. Maybe, you know, you saw a little bit of it at Duke, a little bit, but not, again, you talk to people in Cleveland, and they saw it coming. Moody And then I dealt with him a lot, you know, when he was in Boston, when he first got there,
yeah.
Condescending. And a lot of players, the players I talked to, and again, they say they liked Kyrie off the court. They liked him. And obviously they understood the value of his talent, but they said it was like walking on eggshells every time they walked in the locker room because they had no idea what Kyrie they were going to get. Some days he could be great, and other days he could be a you-know-what.
Yeah, what a bummer. Okay, so give me your – it does feel like you – so of all – so we say it's kind of a down year. Most people like UConn. If I said next year, do we have a chance next year, Jeff, to get a great team in college hoops? Can we come back? Because usually we have one or two that we really like. It like that Villanova's had two or three NBA guys, and we're like, that's a really high-end college team.
Yeah.
Give me your one next year as we probably revert back to brand names being more substantial in the tournament.
I mean, you need NIL. Right, you need a good coach, and you need NIL, and you need guard play. I trust Bill Self. I still think they might have been here if Bill Self was able to coach, and their point guard DeJuan Harris didn't get hurt. Remember, he stepped on a photographer, and he wasn't the same in the second half. Here's my question to you. I'm gonna throw you one quickly. Okay. I know you got other things to do, but you're admittedly kind of a college basketball casual.
Yes,
you've always said that and been totally transparent with that, which I love. For me, like, I'm torn on this field, right? Like, it's kind of cool for me to watch FAU. I was just in Boca 2 months ago with Dusty May. It's kind of cool because, again, I've been in it. For the casual, I assume you don't like this at all, do you?
Well, I loved the tournament. We have given college – and my career, you have to go back 15 years to the amount of college basketball we've talked on this show. We've talked a ton of it. The downside.
I know. You bring me on.
Yeah. Well, the downside to upsets, you end up with this Final Four. So I loved the process.
Yeah.
I liked making the
omelet.
You don't
want to see him.
I don't know.
You don't want to see him all the way here.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't want to see him all the way here. I'm kind of the same way. And you know what you don't have here? Here's my take. Dan Hurley's not a villain. He can be. He can be if you really get to know him. He can be a. Andrea, his wife will tell you he's a villain in his own home. But you don't have and part of the problem is Coach K's gone. Roy Williams is gone.
Right.
Jay Wright's gone. A lot of these big names are now gone. Nobody knows who John Shire really is.
Yeah.
Hubert Davis, okay, yeah, like he's super likable. It's hard to hate Hubert Davis, but a lot of people hated K, hated Roy, hated some of these guys that have gone out lately.
Yeah.
And they were the brand names, right? You're not looking at the players. It's the coaches in college.
Yeah. Jeff Goodman, Goodman and Hummel podcast, Goodman and Bob Ryan, basketball analyst for Stadium. Good seeing you again, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I say this before. I'm not a casual with the NFL or college football or NBA playoffs, but college basketball, it's kind of a turnstile, a little bit of a casual. I'll start watching it like February, March. You start watching teams. You know, I watch everybody a couple times. I like the process of making this omelet. I'm not sure I love the omelet. The final product, I'm like, you know, it's kind of fun to make that. That was some new ingredients. I'm not sure I love it. So it's I'll watch, but the downside to upsets is you get left with the people who upset Duke and Kentucky. And it's just, think about it this way. It's just easier. I mean, even a casual NBA fan, casual, a guy that likes college over pro, I'd say, give me three Golden State Warriors. You'd be like Draymond, Steph, Clay, right? A casual. You don't have to love the NBA, but I'd say, give me a couple Celtics, and you'd be like, well, like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, right? You can love college basketball and not name a starting five outside of your favorite team. So it's, you got to have a connection, and in college basketball, the connection now is brand and coach. And we had three legends leave, right? Jay Wright, Roy Williams, Coach K. So it's a little bit of a down year, a little cyclical year. I will say the sports gambling has a huge impact on two sports in the world, NFL and college basketball. It's what we bet. March Madness in the NFL, ratings up for both. College basketball ratings should not be up. We don't know the players. It's a turnstile. Five guys per team transfer. It's a merry-go-round. But they're up because we're not turning these games off, even if the refs drive us crazy.
Yeah, totally agree. I'll say this. If Noel and Kansas State were here, I think we'd be talking a little bit more about that team because he had some juice. Remember the 5'8" kid from Kansas State?
Yep.
Like, that was exciting.
Oh,
but no disrespect to FAU. Like, they're kind of anonymous.
Yep. See you tomorrow live in LA. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.